Oh man, I love it. I love it. Thank you for a great welcome. Thank you, Pastor, for trusting me and believing in me to share the word of God. Man, I just got back from Africa, Kenya, and man, it's the need out there is real. It's just incredible. Like, I would guess the group that went there, like, they have seen it. If you haven't traveled, man, I highly encourage you, whether it is Africa or India or some other place, you will have some real perspective about global church and about global poverty, how that looks like. This morning, I'm super thrilled to share a little bit what God has done in my life. We've been living in Colorado Springs last couple of years, and we love it over here. I am married, have two kids, and yes, that's my family right there. Yes. On the right is Mela, and on the left is Jessa, and that's my amazing wife, Chyna. Man, I cannot do the work that I do that God has called me without these three incredible women in my life. I get a little choked up when I say that because I really mean it. So without wasting any time, let me just pray real quick, and then we'll just dive into the sermon that I have for today. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time that you have given us, Lord. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you will speak to each one of us, Lord, right now. Father, I just pray that your Holy Spirit will just flood this place, Lord. Come and speak to us, Lord. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you will calm us down right now. And we want to hear from you, and we want to lean towards you, Lord. Come and embrace us. We love you and do this prayer in precious Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So let me take you to Calcutta, India. Okay. I was born in 1989, so I want to take all of you, if I can, like, take you back into time. Maybe 1992, 1994. That's when I started like remembering like what was happening in life. Try to think what you were doing in 1994, 1995, and then I will share what I was doing. So around like 1995, 1996, every single day, I was waking up from this little chanty. This little chanty was made up of four wooden poles, and a blue turf will be surrounding these four wooden poles. This chanty didn't have any running water, didn't have any electricity, didn't had any food, didn't had any hope, or didn't know what hope looks like also. So every single day I was super excited and I would go for shopping. I never went for shopping in Target. Ladies, I know you like Target. I didn't get that opportunity. Walmart, no. Fancy malls that we see over here? No. But yet, yes, I went for shopping. I went for shopping in the city dumpster every single day without a fail. And I still remember I will go to the city dumpster and try to find something, and maybe there will be a piece of bread that is kind of half rotten, and you just take that up and you just shove it off, whatever is rotten or molded, and you just put it in your mouth, and you just, this is a good day. That's how life was. That's how things were. And I still remember, on a good day, you know, I'll get that little piece of bread. On a bad day, I'll see another five little hands trying to grab the same bread that I'm trying to grab. And we'll end up fighting with each other. If I was strong enough, I would have that bread. If not, I will have bruises on my face and my arm, and I'll just come back to my little chanty. If I didn't have any food, we'll go and steal some mangoes, and it's a good day. Again, it's good. If you get caught, you just get beaten up. But my favorite stop was standing in front of a school every single day without a fail. And I still remember the three-story building, the school was painted white and blue color windows. And I'll see all these kids will be waving to their mom and dad and would be saying bye. And I'll see all these kids wearing really nice uniform, polished shoes, and they're like have a big smile on their face. They're like giggling, and they will enter this school gate. And I'll stand over there and I'll think, man, I wish I can see how it could be inside those walls. So what I would do is I will climb up a tree and sit down on a branch, and I'll see what was happening inside. And I'll see they're saying, A for apple, B for ball, C for cat, D for dog. I didn't understand anything. My first language is not English, it is Bengali. But I really loved it. I really loved it because they were teaching something. I was like, I really want to learn that. But that didn't happen. In fact, what happened, the gatekeeper will call me down and would tell me, you poor kid, come down right now. I would just come down. And I would be scared and I would say, I'm so sorry, I didn't want to do anything. I'm so sorry. But he wouldn't listen to anything. He would just tell me, look at you, how dirty you are. Look at you, you're poor. You're born in poverty, most likely you'll be dying in poverty. Don't you know that God is punishing you? I come from a Hindu background. And that's what Hinduism tells you, that you have done something wrong in your past life. That's why God is punishing you in this life. But I couldn't understand that theology, so I would run back to my mom and to my dad, and I would say, Mom, why this gatekeeper told God is punishing us? This gatekeeper beat me up. Can you please go and do something? My mom will hold my face on her palm and would tell me, sorry, son, the gatekeeper is right. I don't know why God is punishing us, but the gatekeeper is right. I wish my mom had something different to tell me that day. In that season, we've been thrown out from that little shanty also that we were living in. And this little shanty was tiny, tiny, like a SUV car in the United States of America, if that gives you a little bit of perspective how big the shanty was. We couldn't afford to be in that shanty. We were on the street. In this season, I saw little kids on the street dying literally because they didn't have enough. They didn't have any medical assistance in their life. They didn't have enough food. They didn't have any clean water. And in that season, I thought, maybe I won't be living the next day because things were that desperate. But I always say, in that season, a hope and a hallelujah was raised. When I saw this pastor coming up to me and talking to me and telling me, hey, I see you over here for the last few weeks, and I just wanted to let you know that Jesus loves you, and if you are hungry, this is the bread for you. Without thinking anything, I just grabbed that bread and shoveled it in my mouth, and I was just chewing. I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. This tastes great. I finished every single crumb of that bread. Then I said, do you have another bread? The pastor was like, yes, here you go. I finished my second bread. Then I asked that pastor, who is Jesus over here? Because you said Jesus loves me. He started smiling. He started smiling and tells me, hey, if you know about Jesus, let's go to the local church and we will talk about Jesus. That was the first time I got to hear the name Jesus also. And he said, Jesus loves me. So I go to the local church, and I was entering the local church. And let me tell you, that place was weird. Okay, why am I saying that place was weird? Because all these people were like, good morning! How are you? Come! I'm like, wow, this is a different planet or what? Where am I? And it literally felt that I was in a different planet because that place was so loving and so caring. I loved it. In fact, this sweet and kind lady came up to me and said, "Hey, what's your name?" And I said, "My name is Sandeep." And she said, "Are you hungry?" And straight up, I got to be honest with you guys, straight up, I said, "Yes, I'm so hungry. I just had 2 bread." Mind you, I just lied. Because I didn't know tomorrow I will get the opportunity to come to the local church or not. So I'm like, whatever you get, just eat it here so that you have a little bit of cushion for next 1 day or 2. So then this kind lady tells me, "Hey, Sandeep, we have lentils. We have chapati. It's kind of a bread in India. Then we have rice. Then, you know, we have chicken." Then I'm like, pause. Did you say chicken? And she was like, "Yeah, you want chicken?" I'm like, "Yes, I would love chicken." That was the first time I had chicken in that local church. And after that, they took a picture of me. Look at that. That's the proof that I like chicken. And I loved it. I'm smiling. Let me tell you this. You know, as I said, I got clothes, I got uniform, I got new pair of shoes. All of those things, yes, that's the new uniform I got. Look at that. New pair of shoes. That is shining. All those things are very important, very important. But I say all those things didn't change my life. Do you know what changed my life? What changed my life was the word of God for which I got salvation and got the opportunity to bring Christ to my community, to my family, and to my friends. Can we just praise God for that? Come on. Man, if Christ wasn't shared with me that day, I wouldn't be standing over here today. Food wouldn't take me over here today. Clothes wouldn't have put me over here today. Only His words changed my life, gave me eternal hope. In this season, the local church helped us to set up a business on the street because we were struggling with finances and we were selling vegetables. That's my Indian accent coming out. Maybe some head bubble is going to come out pretty soon if the Holy Spirit is working in me really, really hard. Vegetable. Yeah. All right. So I was selling vegetables on the street. I was selling potatoes. And people would tell me, "Man, you are so good in selling potatoes. You should be doing this for the rest of your life." I'm like, I don't think I want to sell potatoes for the rest of my life. But they're like, "You are so good." And this is what I did. I'll take a potato and I'll make a smiley face and I'll tell to people, "Look at this potato. Yes, you want it? Yes." And you know, sometimes they will just smile and they'll take it. And if they don't, I will make an unhappy face. And I'll say, "Look at this potato. Come on." And these people just loved it. They're like, "Okay, I want your potato. I'll take it." And they thought I should be doing that for the rest of my life. But I didn't want it to, because I believe God has a greater plan for me. In that season, I got a letter from my sponsor, Stephen and Michelle Grooms, from Lexington, Kentucky, that sponsored me and wrote me a letter saying, "Sandeep, you can do anything and everything through Christ because all the strength comes from Him." Amen? Man, side note, their kids, you see those 2 little girls? Were flower girls in our wedding. And man, I just love that family. So that was just a side note. But when they wrote those letters to me, that meant so much. That meant so much that I just trusted that, man, you know, people around me doesn't believe in me, but there is a family across the planet on the other side believes in me and trust in me, and they are praying for me. I finished my grade 10, about to go to university, and to grade 11 and 12. So I said to my pastor that it costs a lot of money to go to grade 11 and 12, pastor. I don't think I can able to make it. And the pastor said, hey, son, we will support you. Your sponsor will support you. Go to any school you want to. Guess which school I went to. I went back to the same school where 10 years back I used to stand and I used to think how life could be beautiful inside those walls, and I got kicked out. And after 10 years, God answers my prayers, and I was entering this school. I took like 10 steps inside, and all in a sudden my knees just went on the ground and I started praying. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you have given me. Thank you for listening to my prayers. And my Heavenly Father was telling me at that point of time, my son, do you realize my delay is not denial? Let me repeat myself. His delay is not denial. His delay is to serve us the best. Not only we just want it, he served that to us when we need it. He knows us so well. I finished my grade 12, about to go to university. I wanted to pursue a hospitality degree and a marketing degree. So I said to my fellow friends and neighbors and teachers that, hey, you know, I'm thinking to go and pursue a hospitality degree. And they were like, oh, man, that's a really bad idea, Sandeep. I'm like, why? They're like, because your English is like rotten cabbage. I'm like, wow, okay. And then they're like, you know what? This hospitality degree, they need really handsome guys in the program. I was like, man, this is getting really personal now. Then somebody told me, Sandeep, you're not equipped to go and pursue a hospitality degree. You're not qualified to go and pursue a hospitality degree. But this is what I think. God doesn't always call the qualified. God doesn't always call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Amen? Man. The good thing is that I was called by him to go and pursue that degree, because today I'm standing in front of you having a hospitality and a marketing degree. Praise God what he has done. And I just love how he calls you. And you know that you're not equipped maybe, but all the strength comes from him. But this morning, I want to raise my voice to those who said, I'm not handsome. This is my point. My point is, maybe I'm not handsome, but God has equipped me to lend my hand to some who are drowning in abject poverty, who doesn't know Christ. Because 27 years ago, 25 years ago, some handsome hands from Lexington, Kentucky pulled me up when I was drowning, when I was about to die. Because of their obedience, a life was saved in Christ. 2020, I was very fortunate to go to India and talk to my parents. When we were little kids, you know, and as I said, we didn't have any house. We were on the street, and my mom would always say, son, I wish one day we'll have a house, but I know that will never happen. And I don't know why that got stuck in my head. And I was like, man, you know, like, I really want to do something. In 2020, I go to India with my wife, and we gave this house keys to my mom and dad and said to them, now you have a house. Now you have a house. Why I'm telling this story to you, not because what Sandeep has done, not because he can do it, but I'm telling this story to you because one-to-one child sponsorship ends generational poverty. I was the first child in my family to go to a university. I have two daughters. I think they will go to university. Generational poverty ended. We are blessed to sponsor 7 kids. One of them is Aryan in the picture. And when I went and visited him, it was a huge blessing. It was a huge blessing. We were there and we were like giggling and smiling, and I was talking with him and with his mom. And his mom was telling, thank you for investing in my child and in our life, because now we know what hope in Christ looks like. She was like, I hope my child turns to be like you, Sandeep. And I said, he will become what God has planned for him to become. Maybe greater than me. Maybe one day he will be standing in one of the pulpits like this somewhere and will be praising God. That is my hope and pray for Aryan. And I just love that I get to give back what was given to me. Because I believe God multiplies. I believe God multiplies. Because in John 6, you know, this little kid, if you remember, brings like 5 loaves of bread and like 2 fish. And he was just obedient in handing that to Jesus. And he multiplied. A lot of time we think what we have is not enough to give. But that day, that little kid had trust in Jesus, was obedient, and was selflessly giving. So this morning, I want to just encourage you, I want to challenge you, and I want to motivate you to go and give as you are called. Go and sponsor a child as you are called. Man, I just got back from Kenya, Africa, and I was walking on the street in Turkana. Google it when you have time about the place. Most hard place I have seen ever in my life. And I saw this little kid, maybe 7 years old girl, had a little container like this, just like this, not making this up, just like this, and had one bite of maize in it and was just heating it up. And I was standing beside her. I was telling her, are you playing? That's what I thought, that she is playing, because the container was so small. And she said, no, this is my first meal of the day. And it was 6 o'clock in the evening. My brothers and sisters, poverty is real. All those kids out there are real. My life was changed because, again, somebody was obedient. So I hope and I pray that you'll be obedient as God calls you to invest, maybe in Bangladesh, maybe in Kenya, maybe in Ecuador. I don't know where that is, but follow his calling as he calls you. Let me just pray real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time that you have given us, Lord. Father, we want to just listen to you right now, Lord, and we just pray that you will take us to the right place and to the right child right now, Lord, to sponsor them. Share with them your hope, your unconditional love, so that their life can be changed eternally. Father, we love you. Father, we believe we are not over here by chance, but by choice. So thank you for life. Thank you for all the blessings that we have. Father, I just lift up this wonderful church into your mighty hand, Father. I just pray that they get to multiply, they get to reach to the unreached people and bless this community over here. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.